little bit late for the best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning to Jason Cans.
Good morning.
So, do we need to get you a new phone for Christmas, or what do you think?
Well, I tried calling the house phone, or calling from the house phone, yeah. But you were calling me at the exact same time.
So. Right. No, we had
maybe we just need to switch to the house phone then.
The planes were switching, crossing each other here, so yeah.
Yeah.
All right, 6 days until Christmas, December 19th. It, from every indication, it is not going to be a white Christmas. How you handling that?
I think I'm okay with it, I guess. It certainly would be nice to have white on the ground, but we'll live.
We can just pretend we live further south.
Yes, I suppose that's true. That is true. It just is kind of an unusual weather thing that continues happening. So
yeah, I mean, basically, you're just checking this forecast out. I mean, all the way, it now appears Christmas Day will be rainy. That Christmas Eve, a 60% chance of rain. And Christmas Day on Monday, a 50% chance of rain. And temps in the mid-40s.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't feel like Christmas at all. Yeah. Yeah, it's the I'm dreaming of a soggy Christmas, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of where we're headed. So, although yesterday was blustery for sure.
I know. Yeah, it definitely felt like winter was arriving, and it does arrive on Thursday. So,
officially, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'll track down the time for you, but
days start getting longer.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Love that.
Me too.
Okay. Well, also, there was a subject I tried to tackle yesterday, and that's where we kind of lost you, but it was the whole idea of the challenge of weight gain. Got on the scale at the Y on Saturday, and I was like, whoa, heading in the wrong direction. But there are so many good, we talked about this before, but it's just that there are so many things, and it's like, thank you, but I'm going to need, I think I've had to decline a couple of times, and then there's even some other times where I did say yes here just in the last 48 hours.
Yeah, you know, I find it, the decline is a difficult thing for me. You know, I find it's so easy to justify, with it being the holidays, just
right.
Adding more snacks. And I was actually talking with a dietitian at work yesterday, and I was saying how challenging the Christmas season is, and she said, it's one day. I was like, but it's not.
It's a season.
Like, I wish it was one day. Right. Yeah, exactly. And it usually starts around my birthday in October.
Yeah.
And, you know, just kind of continues. So I apparently do not yet have the skill to see it as just one day.
I've done this, I don't know, I had this take in the past in terms of being a procrastinator, trying to get around to your diet. You go, I'm going to do it. But I mean, let me at least, you know, you got Christmas and New Year's and then, well, you know, there is Valentine's Day, and there's always something, right?
So. Yeah, right. Yeah, it always. It seems like there's always something coming up, or birthdays, or if we could, again, see them as discrete events, but we don't. We just let them all kind of bleed together.
Right. All right, well, let's try to avoid the bleeding, please.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, okay, that's fair.
It's December 19th, and so yesterday, without you, but we still had your book, we had a good time in Luke 2, 17 through 20, so some good stuff there in Letters to the Beloved, and so today we move on to Luke 2, 22 to 24. What do you got?
Sure, it says, it was the time for their purification offering as required by the law of Moses after the birth of a child. So his parents took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. The law of the Lord says if a woman's first child is a boy, he must be dedicated to the Lord. So they offered the sacrifice required in the law of the Lord, either a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons.
That's it?
That's it.
All right. Here's how Letters to the Beloved, Jason's devotional commentary, handles those three verses. As faithful Jews, Mary and Joseph followed the formal requirements that I gave to Moses. After giving birth to a son, a woman was considered unclean for 7 days up to the child's circumcision, and then for an additional 33 days, the firstborn male child was to be presented to the temple and dedicated to me. The sacrifice of a lamb, a pair of doves, or a pair of pigeons symbolically restored the new mother to ritual purity. Next paragraph. Beloved, I know this may sound unusual and superstitious, but you are reading this story through modern Western eyes. My son did away with the sacrificial system, but at that time, faithfulness to me meant following the Mosaic law. Accordingly, They offered a pair of birds because they could not afford a lamb. Okay.
Yeah, you know, I think the for me, what stands out is that this idea that they were, you know, being faithful Jewish followers, right? I mean, they were living according to the expectation at that time, and I admit that does seem unusual to me. I think when my kids were born, we didn't, you know, sacrifice a lamb or pigeons or anything like that, but for them, that was kind of life at that time.
But I guess that's where, I mean, talk about the deep breath and satisfaction and gratitude. I mean, one sacrifice once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring us to right. God, right?
So. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Amen. A lot. Everything switched at that time. Our history changes on that event. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, happy Hard right. Candy Day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good. Talk to you later. There we
go. And again, we'd love to hear from you in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. Or on the listener line at 715-396-1670. Your answer to this question, what's your favorite Christmas treat to make or eat? I shared my answers earlier. I want to hear Caleb's. We'll do that around 745, but we'd like to hear as many of you as well. 396-1670.
715-396-1670. Now, we heard kind of from a few different places. I know I read a letter we received the other day, but this was an email that we got at studio@wwib.com from overseas as a response. Again, months later, you know, there's a delay in all these things to the We've Got Your Back campaign and those care packages that were sent out. And this was just, I think this came in Sunday morning, Halvo, and it was just really, really neat to see.
It was really powerful.
So this came from Rick, and Rick is in the U.S. Army. He says currently deployed somewhere in Europe. Again, can't give more specifics for his and his unit safety, but he was responding to us because he received one of the care packages that was sent through the We've Got Your Back campaign.
Yeah, and Caleb, you have it. I don't have it in front of me right now, so you go ahead.
Sure.
But I'm tearing up here already because I'm just thinking about this and the song we're going to play, so go ahead.
So Rick says this, I'm in the U.S. Army and currently deployed somewhere in Europe. I recently met a fellow Wisconsinite who is also assigned to our mission, and he blessed me with a Wisconsin care package. Little did I know that it would be from WWIB, which I grew up listening to.
Hmm.
Rick says the package is much appreciated, and it definitely gave me the pick-me-up I needed. I'm so glad it found its way to me. Thank you, and God bless.
Now, how did that make you feel? Because, I mean, you've spearheaded this campaign. You've done it for years. But, I mean, as much as there was gratitude on that end, I mean, we send these packages out, and we don't know, right?
We have no idea. And, again, I think my immediate thought was, thank you, Michelle, because, again, I'm on the side of recruiting sponsors and getting as much money as possible to support this campaign. And we had our biggest response ever from sponsors. But Michelle is the one who purchases the items or the care packages. For the most part, she's the one who does the packing of the care packages. And because we had so much raised this year, she really raised the bar with saying, you know what, let's send as nice a stuff as possible. We always make it our goal to support local as well. So we get things from Juana's Sugar Bush, from Avenue Orchard, from local places, again, to remind our troops from Wisconsin of home. And so, again, Michelle is really the one who leads the way with that, and I'm just the one who tries to finance it through finding sponsors. But so I'm just very grateful because, again, we've received more response than ever before this year on social media, now email, and a beautiful handwritten letter, again, that I read the other day as well, too, from folks just showing their gratitude. And, man, it's just such a small thing we can do. But to let them know that they're not alone, that they're not forgotten, especially this time of year. So praise the Lord.
Yeah, it's awesome because people probably not doing it on their own, but able to join with us. We've done this campaign for a number of years, and something tells me we'll do it again in 2024.
I think so.
Fantastic. Thank you, Michelle. As you listen on your drive into work this morning, we appreciate you. Good job. And that reminds me, though, I'm thinking, you know, we've done our part to try to bring people together for Christmas, but what about having a mom or dad who's serving and is away for Christmas? That's the case far too often. Reminds me of this song from Big Daddy Weave, I'll Be Brave This Christmas, WWIB. Good morning. Caleb, you had yet another weigh-in in your Livia journey, huh?
Yes, I did. So I had that weigh-in yesterday and able to drop some more pounds,
okay.
And
I got a drum roll here, so.
I was trying to get to 46 pounds lost.
Yeah.
hoping within shooting distance, spitting distance, I guess, of getting to that.
You were at 43.2 lost.
Yes.
Right?
And, you know, I actually will say I was at 43.4 because apparently I missed 0.2 along the way.
Okay.
So I was at 43.4. I found out when I did the math later on. So at some point I messed up the math comm major.
Okay.
Anyway, 43.4. And after a week, another 3.4 down, the total is 46.8 pounds lost.
Wow. You surpassed 46.
Thank you again to all my friends at Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire. And again, it doesn't end now to hit the goal, but now moving into, again, a balance phase, then a lifestyle phase, making sure that this takes, so to speak, that it sticks, that it's something that I can, again, move into just sort of a regular lifestyle without some of the bars and meal replacements and things like that, too. So continuing to work, and we'll be talking about that after Christmas as well, too. But again, very grateful to see this. When I just looked at my in-body exam and like the percentage of body fat that I was and what I am now, it's like, wow, I'm feeling good, and I'm actually, you know, right around where my driver's license says I am in terms of weight, too. So
fantastic.
Praise the Lord for that. Again, that 8-week free promotion still go on with Livia, LIVEA.com, or Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire.
Proud of you. But again, you've kind of been the leader who said, hey, this is doable, folks. If you need and want this help, check it out, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, that promotion, the 8 weeks free, does end this week. So contact them as soon as possible if you are thinking about this. Asking you this morning on our social media, we posted this last night, but we'd love to have a response in your own voice at 715-396-1670. Talking Christmas on the Wib Wake Up Show. What's your favorite Christmas treat to make or eat or both?
Yeah. In fact, speaking of that, why don't we begin with somebody who's left it in their own voice for us this morning?
Hi, this is Kevin from Fountain City. Just calling to say that my favorite thing to eat at Christmas is chapel windows, but the thing that I like making is coconut balls with my wife. And so what I like to eat and what I like to make are two different things, but I hope everybody has a merry and Christmas, and may God bless you all.
Okay, thank you, Kevin. I have no idea what chapel windows are.
So I believe, someone correct me, I believe it's a cookie, and there's kind of like a multicolored jelly, so to speak, in there. So again, it looks like stained glass windows.
Oh, okay.
So I think we have something sort of similar called Raspberry Shortbread Dreams, which again is kind of a shortbread slash sugar cookie. And then you have, again, kind of the jelly, the red jelly raspberry filling, and then some beautiful glaze on top of that. So I believe chapel windows are similar to that. Yeah, please feel free to correct me, because again, we all want to be educated, especially when it comes to great things to eat at Christmas.
Absolutely. All right. Well, let's go. Let's check the Wib Wake Up Show, the Wib page, actually, right?
Yeah. So this is on the main WWIB radio page, but also in the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group. So we're asking, what's your favorite Christmas treat to make or eat? We'd love you to call 715-396-1670 and leave a voicemail. But some of the social media responses, Todd says to eat anything with chocolate and peanut butter or coconut. Linda says fudge. And Sue says crumb cake, but she spells crumb cake with K's, which makes me think that maybe it has like some German heritage or something in there. And I would like to know more.
Yeah. Also, the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group, Melissa says caramels. Again, the question again is, what's your favorite Christmas treat to make or eat? Pamela says Christmas cookies for sure. Everyone's favorite that I make are chocolate thumbprints.
Okay.
And Chris says, my favorite to make is fudge. Oh, yeah.
Yes, please.
Favorite to eat is frosted cutout cookies.
Todd says, favorite is lefse. Rolanda says, Pfeffernase. I don't think I'm doing
glad
that right, but they're German.
One.
They're German cookies. And Audrey, this is very interesting to me. She says, I enjoy making caramel corn, still use WWIB's recipe from early on when the station began. She says also peanut butter balls, which we make year-round now.
Huh.
That's a good choice, Audrey. But yeah, I didn't know that we sent out a caramel corn recipe way back in the day. But again, we've been around 50 years, and I've only been around 36. So
I've heard some of that in terms of, maybe the sharing of recipes. Betty says, Betty Sittler, hey, Betty. She says, buttery peanut brittle. Oh, that sounds good. Pauline going with the spritz cookies. And Rachel says, rosettes. She says, the recipe's on the back of my family headstone so I don't lose it.
There you go. And I think sometimes the nostalgia of pulling out these recipes can almost be as great as actually making and consuming them, because it's, oh, I remember, you know, I have some that's in my grandma's handwriting.
It's a wonderful night's sleep.
Teacher says, asleep with my pillow thinks feels just like angel's wings.
Promo code WWIB at mypillow.com.
Caleb, hard to believe the innocent little voice there is now 13-year-old Lily, right?
Yes, and now it's interesting. We didn't record that one that long ago, and she actually did a little voice acting there to sound younger.
She did sound pretty young.
But my 13-year-old, who actually made some Christmas toffee last night, the kind with saltine crackers on the bottom, too, and then you make the toffee and then spread chocolate on the top, too. And so the kids were enjoying some of Lily's baked goods, because, again, sometimes when you make something before Christmas, it doesn't last all the way until Christmas. But there was enough left, I think, that there'll be at least a little bit to share.
Fantastic. All right. Well, we're asking people's response. The WIB Wake Up, the WWIB page is what we're going to check and share right now. But on the listener line as well, I'd love to hear it in your own voice. What's your favorite Christmas treat to make or eat? We'll have to get your answer at some point.
Yeah, and see, I've got to think about this a little bit, but I have a little bit in mind. Also, quickly need to go back to what we talked about before, too, because both Mary from Ridgeland and Carmen from Albertville contacted us on the WIB listener line at 396-1670, where, incidentally, we would love to have your voicemail about what your Christmas treat favorite is to make or eat. But yes, I completely butchered the pronunciation of this, and it is not German. It is krumkaka, krumkaka, and it's Norwegian. And so Carmen says it's a Norwegian crispy wafer-like cookie that's rolled into a cone. Pipe them with whipped cream or dip them in melted chocolate for a delicious treat. You can even use this recipe to make your own ice cream cones. Again, I stick by what I said, that it sounded phenomenal, even if I did pronounce it wrong.
All right. Well, that's your first mispronunciation this year. Also, we've got on the WIB Facebook page, Heather says, my mama's apple pie. And Beth says, Candy made 12 items today. These are peanut butter balls. She shares a picture with some white drizzle on top.
Oh, krumkaka. Apparently, some is right here.
Yeah.
I think this is from Dale and Mary Heck, I believe.
Yes.
And, wow, there's almond and maple. Okay, so here they are. Here's a visual representation. Who knew that krumkaka would play such a big role in the show today? Wow, that smells delicious.
I had one earlier this morning with the coffee. Thank you.
So again, what's your favorite Christmas treat to make or eat? More responses from social media. John says, my wife makes Buckeyes. They're great after they've been in the fridge. Sure, cool those a little bit. Alicia also says Buckeyes. And Missy says, how do you say this? There's a lot of K's in there, so I'm guessing this
Sunbuckles,
is...
I think it's the pronunciation.
Sunbuckles.
It's a Norwegian deal. Yeah.
All right.
I'm not sure of the spelling on that one. But also, Liz goes with English toffee, and Lori says angel food candy.
And Brandon says my wife's Christmas cookies. Pamela also says Christmas cookies. And Jolene says peanut butter temptation. Hmm. Not sure what that is, but it sounds delicious because it has peanut butter in it.
Sounds tempting. Russian tea cakes from Julie. Pauline goes with spritz, and Kaya says potica.
And Sue, also another vote for Christmas cookies. Anne says fudge with pictures. Mm-hmm. Pamela, another vote for lefse.
Mm-hmm.
And Maureen just says too many to mention. It is 20 degrees right now at our WWIB studios in Hallie. We started at 16 here on the WIB Wake Up Show at 5:30 a.m. with Havo, seeing some other temperatures around the top of the hour. But I'm also very distracted because Misty, our friend from Avenue Orchard and the Creation Kitchen, just brought in this massive platter full of cookies for us. And I'm really, really distracted because these are gorgeous and there are tons of them. And
Mexican wedding cakes, my mom made those back in the day. In fact, she just brought some when she came up earlier this month.
So, well, and this ties in so perfectly, again, with our topic today. And we'd love to hear your voice, 715-396-1670. What's your favorite Christmas treat to make and or eat or both? We'd love to hear you, 715-396-1670. So we'll dig into this figuratively and literally to see what all is in it.
Thank you,
Thank you so much, Misty. Again, the Creation Kitchen and Avenue Orchard. Great friends here at WWIB.
All right, little tickling of the ivories from the talented Dino Kartsanakis, one of my favorite Christmas instrumentalists here as we continue to think about food consumption and the Christmas holiday.
Here's the thing, a quick side note. When I first heard Dino on the station, like going on the other side and playing it, all I could think of was the Flintstones.
The dog.
No. It's still what comes to mind when I hear the name, but the artistry on the piano is beautiful. So
he was a longtime guy in Branson, Missouri. So,
Anyway, well, speaking of things that come to mind, when you think Christmas, what comes to mind for favorite treats to make and or eat? 715-396-1670-396-1670. We'd still love to hear, again, your favorite to make or eat in your own voice. On the WIB listener line, we have this posted on our social media as well. And we actually have lots of Christmas treats in front of us here in the studio as well, thanks to the generosity of our great friends. Dale and Mary dropped off some krumkaga, and I think I'm finally pronouncing that right, I hope. And those are fantastic. And then Avenue Orchard, Misty from the Creation Kitchen at Avenue Orchard brought us, like, it's not even a plate. It's like a platter full of assorted Christmas goodies. And there are so many. So the Swedish creams really, really caught my eye. But again, it's bright. It's colorful. There's reds and greens. Okay. There's frosting. Man, it's just fantastic. So you got a Swedish cream.
I got a Swedish cream. And also this would be fudge, I think.
Okay. Yeah, the fudge too. I miss the fudge.
So here's the thing. You're on the Livia and you reported earlier you lost how many pounds in 3 months?
46.8.
Close to 47 is what I'm going to say. I'm going to round up. So 40, close to 47 pounds. That's fantastic. So that doesn't, you can't eat any of this?
Well, so the thing is, again, how Olivia works is, you know, again, there's a little room again for moderation in there as well,
you told
too.
Us at Christmas, so, I mean, at Thanksgiving, you had a little pie.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, there's a little leeway, but in terms of trying multiple things, I probably should put that burden on you.
All right.
So
I'm putting my life. Here we go. Swedish cream.
Swedish cream. There we go. From Avenue Orchard.
Mm, they're kind of soft.
Yeah, and again, it's a soft kind of outer cookie. They're small and then beautiful frosting inside.
I was kind of surprised by the softness. No, that it just says it screams Swedish cream. It's tasty.
Yeah, yeah. So again, and I think there's, I don't even know how many different varieties Misty put on this plate, but there are a lot of different varieties of Christmas treats here. Halvo's got his coffee too.
Yeah, I gotta say, how do you folks eat Christmas cookies if you don't drink coffee? That's what I want to know.
So, and here's the thing, there are a lot of sacrifices that are made in this job in morning radio.
Getting up early
is what Havo does for us every day. You know, but I wouldn't say this is one of the sacrifices.
No,
probably not.
But I was trying to present it as that.
Thank you, Avenue Orchard. Again, you had your eye on as well. They're called Mexican wedding cakes, I believe. You said
right.
Two.
No,
so,
really
yeah, those
big.
Are in there. And those are very large and expansive.
I do have my eye on that, but what I grabbed is fudge.
Yes.
Because I have not had fudge this year. I've passed on it a couple of times. It's everywhere you go. People are offering you goodies. So here we go. Here's the fudge.
Here's the fudge.
Mm. Well, Caleb, you can't go wrong with fudge.
Right? And we've been talking all day about favorite Christmas treats to make or eat. And it brings me back. I mean, again, peanut butter balls are probably the most traditional one for me that I do every year. 279 was the count this year. And again, I thank my wife and Cooper for helping me with those because it was a lot to do this year, trying to make a triple batch and spread them out over all the different places. So that's probably my favorite. And I really do still enjoy eating them. But you eating the fudge made me think of my grandpa. So fudge was something every single year. And I would make it sometimes, but also my mom would make it because my grandpa loved giving plates, again, like the tin pie plates of fudge to all sorts of people. So to his mail carrier, to I believe people at church. I mean, and so that was a tradition for and his neighbors. Huh. And so my grandpa would buy all the ingredients for fudge. And again, mom would make it for him. Sometimes I'd help as well, too. And so I still remember that big orange bowl and filling it with all of the nuts and the different kinds of chocolate chips and scooping out the marshmallow cream. So mom made it a lot better than I did, but I got to help sometimes as well, too. And so that's just one of the memories of my grandpa is how much he loved being able to give fudge. So did he try it some? Sure. But for the most part, it was just like that's my memory is that my grandpa loved to give things to other people.
That's cool.
So, yeah, there we go. There's a little Christmas nostalgia at the end.
Blessed Christmas memory.